Scary Stories
from a cat and a duck.
Hello and welcome to Scapey Stories. My name is Jordan D. White, and we have a very special Scapey Story tonight lined up with our very special audience guest, Mr. Byron Samuels.
President Byron Samuels.
President Samuels, I'm sorry about that.
Byron Samuels.
President Byron Samuels.
Right.
Okay. Scape, you have a story all lined up?
Yes, of course. I have a story all lined up, and it's good.
All right. Shall we get to it, sir?
Well, I really don't know what I'm getting to. What's my function here?
You're going to listen to the story he's going to tell. Well, that's about it, actually. I guess you can, if you have any questions, you know, feel free to ask.
Well, I'm never short of questions because there's a lot I don't understand.
Well, then that makes two of you.
Then there's only one of me.
But there's one of him.
Well, there's one of him and one of me.
That's two.
And you.
But I understand things. So let's begin.
Okay. This one is called The Business of Madame John by Vincent O'Sullivan. Okay. So once upon a time, there was a guy named Gustav who, killed himself. And we were all like, oh, man, I can't believe Gustav killed himself. That's really messed up. Because he was in a really, happy place in his life because his aunt died and left him, up his $1 million.
Well, again, this is the sort of thing where why it sounds like the end of the story. He killed himself is over. It's a very good story for a cat. I don't necessarily allow cats to tell stories.
Well, it's like the end of the story, but it's like a literary device.
What kind of device does a literary do?
I don't know, but it's like I tell you the end of the story, and then I tell you the story.
I'm sorry, I'm not used to talking to cats. I never used a litter device before, because I don't use litter.
No, not that kind of cat litter. Cat literature. Look, okay, Gustav killed himself.
Good.
No, bad. But listen, okay? So he killed himself, and we were all like, why did he kill himself? Because he had lots of money now. And so here's what happened. He was a dude who had a job, but he didn't make a whole lot of money. And so he also wants to go out every night and have a good time and spend lots of money and have girlfriends who want him to spend lots of money too. And so he was going around doing his business, but he didn't have enough money. So he had an aunt who had zillions of billions of dollars, okay?
Why is he using dollars in France? This is another thing. The United States taking over the world spending dollars, when in France you try and spend dollars, nobody will let you buy anything. That's why I can't spend money. He's spending dollars. They use euros or French money in France.
But this was a long time ago when they used dollars in France.
Oh.
So.
No, they don't ever, they never use dollars in France, but I think he just doesn't know what they use in France, so he's saying dollars because that's what he knows.
Well, they probably use lots of things in France. Probably use for what?
For money.
They probably use money for money, but I use money to spend money all the time.
Okay, fine. So she had billions of money. And so what he would do is he would go to his aunt's house and be like, oh, my aunt, you're so awesome. I love to spend time with you, but really, he thought she stunk. And so then the preacher would come around because he was friends with the aunt as well, and he'd be really boring, and he'd be blah, 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 blah. And the guy was oh, I hate this, but I know what will happen. And at the end of the night, the aunt would go, here, have $100.
Well, it sounds to me like this man's a criminal who's rescinding on the aunt's right to keep her money by asking her for spending a good time with her. His aunt no longer has the money she had a right to keep by giving it away.
But she had lots of money that she wanted to give it to him.
Well, why would you want to give away something just because you have a lot of it?
Well, if you had a lot of something that was bad, wouldn't you want to give it away?
Well, then yes.
Okay.
Well, clearly then money is bad. Money is what's keeping us from having everything for free.
Okay. I don't know what that is, but this is how he would get his money, and this is how he would get to have, girlfriend that he wants.
He'd buy them?
Well, he buy her stuff. Maybe he bought her mouse food or catnip.
Here's another problem in society today, if this is true, is buying girlfriends with catnip. This is something I never heard of, but you have to look into this and try and resolve this problem of girlfriends' free will being destroyed by being seduced by catnip.
Well, I don't know if he bought it. Look, he had a girlfriend that he liked, but she really mostly liked him when he would buy stuff. And so what happens is, so as he's going around doing his life, business, spending money, he spends more more and more, and it's like, oh, now I don't have any money. So sometimes he would go gamble to try to get more money.
Now, what does he gamble? He doesn't have any money.
Well, he gets the money from the aunt.
Right.
And then he would gamble.
But then he runs out of money from his gamble.
Yeah.
But this is the problem. People gamble. You never know when you gamble if you end up with more money or less. That's my problem with it. I go in looking to have sure bet with having more money. Sometimes I end up with less. That's the problem with gambling.
That's...
You make gambling have it every time you go in, you have more money. I would do it lots often.
That's the same problem he had, because he would get some money, and the girl would like him, and then he would lose his money, and the girl would say, not so much.
Sounds like the girl only wanted the money.
Well, maybe. So...
Well, the girl should have just found money and got rid of the guy, and then she'd just be...
She did. She went with another guy who had money.
Well, so it was happy ending.
No, well, there's more.
Oh.
But you already know the ending. He kills himself. Okay, so here's what happens. So he's like going around one day after the girl left him for another guy, and the priest sees him, and he's like, oh, hey, are you going to visit your aunt? And he's like, no, not today. And the priest is like, oh, I'm going to visit her right now, but then I have to leave because I have to see somebody else at, like, 9 o'clock. And the guy goes, okay. Gustav is like, oh, whatever. I don't care. Whatever. So then he realizes, I have a secret plan. So he goes to visit his aunt at 9 o'clock, and she's all by herself, and he goes, how are you doing? I love you, etc. And they have, like, a good time, and she's like, oh, Gustav, you're, like, so good, and let's go over to the place where I keep my money, and I'll give you some of all that money. And he's like, oh, thank you. And she's like, I'm so yucky that I have somebody like you. And he's like, yeah. And then he, like, killed her, okay?
Well, that's just something I'm opposed to right there. That's the first main problem with this story. First problem of the story is you sometimes lose money when you gamble. Second problem is the women who's taken all the money from him. And third problem is murder. Murder is infringing on your right to stay alive.
It's not you he murdered. It's the aunt. So he killed her, like, he stabbed her with a knife right into her heart.
Or she got in the way of his knife.
Well, no, he was doing it on purpose.
Ah, right.
And then he was like, I will steal all the money that is in there.
Well, she was giving it to him anyway.
Yeah.
So we didn't even need to murder her.
Well, he was going to get it faster, and also, that wasn't all her money, that was just what she had there. If she's dead, then everything she owns now belongs to him.
So everybody I kill, everything they own belongs to me.
No, it was just because he was her nephew.
Right.
Right. To her stuff. So...
It's the rules of hereditation is all running this thing. You kill anybody's hereditation, you receive their goods.
I don't know what hereditation...
Right.
Right?
Right. You got a right to hereditation when you murder.
I don't think it was cause of the murder, okay? I think he was already going to get her stuff when she died. But he was like, oh, she's going to take, like, a long time to die, so I better speed things up. Murder, murder.
Right, right.
Yeah. So then he kills her, takes the money that's in there, puts it in his pocket, steals, like, the keys, and, like, messes things up so it looks like murder, like a robbery murder. And then he, like, took her boobies out.
He stole them, too?
No. He
was that to give to the women also?
No, he was just, I think he wanted to make it look like somebody else did it. And he was like, well, I would never do this, so I should do this.
So then why didn't he do all sorts of things like he wouldn't do? Like, why didn't he make a quilt, too? Like, because he doesn't normally make quilts.
Well, I think it would be unrelated.
How could it be unrelated? It's his aunt.
I mean, the quilt.
Right. But no, so the boobies were removable.
No, he didn't remove them. He just took them out. It was just to confuse everybody, okay?
Well, I'm certainly confused.
So then he, like, left and made it, like I said, it looked like it was a robbery. And he went really quick across town to a bar that he knows and hopped in real quick into a conversation where some guy was, like, saying something, like, blah, 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 blah. And so Gustav was like, oh, yeah, well, you're wrong, pretending like he was drunk. And so the guy...
Does he still have the boobies with him?
No, he did not take them. He left them. They were just confusing. Okay, so the other guy... So Gustav is like, no. And the other guy's like, yes! And so they start fighting, and then the police show up and arrest him for drunk fighting. And so he's
like... Well, that's a wrongful arrest right there, because in the conservation, he wasn't really drunk. He was lying. So it's arrest for drunk fighting. It should have been arrested for lying fighting.
Well, but he didn't tell that he was lying. He said he was drunk.
Well, then he gets arrested for something he didn't do.
But he wanted, because he's at the jail pretending to be drunk, being like, oh, I'm so drunk. You should call my aunt and she would come get me. Okay?
Well, she's dead. She can't come get him.
That's the point.
Well, he's lying again.
No, he's not lying. He's trying to get them to discover.
Because he knew the police would get in the way of his right to drunk fight.
No, it's not about drunk fight. That was an alibi. What happens is, he goes, you gotta call my aunt. And the police go, all right, we'll call your aunt. So there.
They really got him, didn't they?
But then they go to the aunt's house and they find her dead with no money and with a break-in and with her boobies out.
Stolen.
No, just out.
Oh.
And so then they're like, listen, guys, sorry, but your aunt is dead, okay? But you get to have all of her money and her house, okay? So he's like, oh no, like, I'm real sad about things that are sad, like her dying. But he's secretly happy because he's like, I killed her and I get lots of money. And so the priest, like, arrests some people because they're like, those people probably killed her. They had some, like, thing where they're like, the girl who works for her killed her and her boyfriend was there and they killed her. So Gustav is like, oh, they're gonna die because they killed my aunt. They're shameful people, same. And everybody, and we were all like, wow, yeah, he's very upset about his aunt. And he was saying, I'm so upset about my aunt. And we were like, wow, we totally believe him. But really, he was like, at home going, money, I will get my girlfriend. So one night he was in his house, which is his house now, but it was really his aunt's house, okay? And all of a sudden, a real girl walks into the room and sits at the aunt's desk.
Well, she can be his girlfriend. He just has to give her money.
No, it wasn't his girlfriend. In fact, he didn't ever even entertain the idea that it was a real living girl. He immediately knew it was a ghost because all of the doors were locked. And he was right. There's no way that could be anything but a ghost.
Well, that's intruding. If it's a real person, it's against the law. So it can't be a living person. See, it's illegal.
It would have been, but it wasn't.
It would have been illegal, but it's legal for a ghost to intrude.
Yeah.
Right.
So.
Well, that gets in your way. Your right to have a house unintruded by ghosts.
You don't have that right.
Well, I want it.
No. Because ghosts could teach you a lesson. Okay. So this ghost comes in and she just sits there and stares at him. And he's like, oh God, blah, 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 I'm scared. And he's like, I'm leaving this place. And I would never come back. And he leaves. And in fact, he goes upstairs first to his aunt's room and he looked on the wall and it's a picture of his aunt and when she was young and it's the exact same girl. And he's like, that was my aunt, ghost. So he's like, I'm leaving, I never come back. But then he does go back and he sits there right next to the ghost all night being like, oh no, blah, 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 oh no. And so the next night, he's like, forget it, I am not going back. But he does anyway. And the ghost comes back, but she's a little older. But it's clearly the same woman. And she sits there and stares at him and he's like, forget it. I'm leaving. I'm never coming back. But he does come back.
Well, it doesn't seem to make up his mind very clearly. It doesn't seem to be all conflicted and refused.
But he does come back.
Well, he just said he wouldn't. He's lying again.
Well, he finds himself drawn back with magic, maybe.
Oh.
Maybe. I'm just making that part up.
Well, it's not all made up. It's a real story.
What's a real story?
A real story is one that nobody made up.
How do you get a real story then? If you don't make it up.
It's something that happened. Like, once upon a time, I went in and a cat told me a story. It's a real story. Because I didn't make it up. It happened.
But you don't know how it ends.
No.
All right, well, listen. So he comes back the next night, and the ghost is a little bit older. And he's like, maybe I'll never come back, but he does. And the next night, same thing, a little bit older. And the next night, same thing, a little bit older. And the next night, the same thing. She's just a little bit older. And the next night...
Wait, I got a guess. He thinks he ain't coming back, but then he does decide to come back. And the ghost is there. But he's a little bit older.
Well, he is a day older. But I'm saying the ghost is like years older.
Years haven't passed.
But she's, I know, mysterious. So, but no, on the next night, yes, he does come back. But the ghost is like, it looks exactly the way his aunt looked on the day he killed her. And she's staring at him and he's like, oh, scary. Oh, gosh. And because he's always like going out at night because he's like, forget it, I'm never coming back. And he walks around and he looks like all haggard. Everybody thinks he's like out partying, but he's not. He's just getting freaked out by a ghost, okay? And so finally, the last night, he called me back. Like, he didn't want to, but he did. And instead of being a woman, it's like a body with a veil on it, like it's sitting in the morgue type thing.
A woman has a body. She can't be a body instead of a woman.
Like a dead body.
Well, then it's a dead woman. You already killed her anyway.
Well, yeah, but it's like in the morgue. Instead of walking in, it like kind of fries in like it's on a gurney.
Right.
And so he's like, forget this. This is too scary. And he runs upstairs to his room, but on the way, he passes his aunt's room. And then the dead body jumps out and is like,
dead bodies can't jump. That's the part of the reason they're being deceased, is they're all their orderly functions are removed.
Yeah, but this is a ghost. Dead ghost body. Dead ghost body jumps out of his aunt, and it has like silver dollars on its eyes, and he's like freaked out.
Well, that's part of the litter box metaphor, is because she can only see money.
No. I don't think that she has a litter box. She's a person. But he is like, are you alive? And she was like, no, I'm dead. The end.
Well, that's very disturbing. I think that something ought to be done to prevent ghosts from inflicting on the murders, and ghosts to prevent people from murdering people is getting in our way to kill people. I can't go out and freely kill people if the ghost is going to come back and stop me. So it's a very destructive story for me.
Well, hold on. Did you say you do want murder or you don't want murder?
Well, I don't want murder of me.
But you want murder?
Murder in general, I don't like it, but it's a right.
It's a right?
Well, it's like lying. I don't like it, but it's people right to lie. I like murder. I'm against murder in general. I wouldn't tell you to go out and murder somebody, but I wouldn't district it, but if it's a right.
Okay, so you think it's okay that this guy killed his aunt?
Well, I wouldn't tell him it's a good thing. I think it's bad.
So, but it's okay.
Well, he's allowed to. He should be allowed to. I wouldn't stop him because it's his right to murder people. I just think he's not very nice.
So why didn't he tell everybody that he did it?
Because it was against the law. It was against the rules. See, the whole problem with doing things that are within our rights, as long as they're against the law, the only thing stopping you from doing things that are against the law is the law.
Okay. I think you're confused, okay? This guy shouldn't have killed his aunt because she was, like, nice to him, pretty much. She would give him money with which he bought stuff, like, possibly moist food. So, if you kill her, you don't... I mean, yes, you get to have money so you can buy more moist food, but you killed her, and then a ghost comes and haunts you.
Well, I agree, it wasn't very nice. Murder her, she was being nice to him. Be nice to people who are nice to you. It's a good story because it's a warning that if you try and go and kill people, ghosts might come back and be mean to you back.
Yes! You got it! That was actually what I was going to say. That's a scary moral. Okay, are you ready? I'm going to say it.
Ghosts violate your rights.
No, I was going to say... not it. But I'm going to say... Ready?
Ready.
Okay. You shouldn't kill people. Our ghosts will scare you into maybe killing yourself. That's what it's about.
Jordan?
Yeah?
Thanks for having me on the show. How do I prevent ghosts from coming and scaring me if I because I'm a little disturbed by the story.
Are you asking me or are you asking Escape?
Well, either of you, if you know, because I
did you not listen to the story?
Well, if I murder, how do I stop them?
If you murder, it's too late. You're going to have to kill yourself.
Oh, well, I've learned a sad lesson today.
Okay, well, that's unfortunate. Escape, do you want to...
Yeah. Next time on Scapey Stories, a scary story that will scare you to being scared.